Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coming up on podcast 1488, Ford invests in more commercial vehicles. Stick around and I'll tell you everything I know. Also on the podcast today, looks like that the ID7, that Volkswagen Aero B, don't call it a Passat. Looks like a Passat, same size as a Passat. Don't call it a Passat. It's getting closer. We'll talk about how Jeep are going to go EV only in Europe sooner than you might think. And electric two-wheelers from a name like Triumph in motorbike world. That's a big deal. Those stories and many, many more things to get to today. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening. Around the world, in fact, welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. Friday, 3rd of June today. My name is Martin Lee, going through every story so you don't have to. Two-day extra holiday here, so a four-day weekend. Yesterday was a non-working day in the UK. Today is a non-working day. Although, how is it I seem to be working all day on a non-working day? I may well take this weekend off, actually, the podcast, as there's no question of the week to get to. May take a bit of a break this weekend. And I'll get back into the rhythm and swing of things on Monday. We'll see how we go. Right, Polestar leads us off with the Polestar 2 Special Edition. The Edition 270. Only 270 of them are going to be made. They're doing this because of a vehicle that they are making for the Goodwood Festival of Speed. 47 of them are going to be earmarked for the US, so the majority staying in the European market. Special Edition is based on their existing Polestar 2 with the dual motor performance pack, and then they add a lot to it. They call it 166 notable and tangible upgrades to what was already a pretty fabulous car. More power, more output, more responsiveness, ride height lowered by 25 mil, that's an inch, providing a more aggressive stance and improved handling, better O-lines, racing spec dampers, and all sorts of added bits and bobs, which they say make the car much more of a performance beast. 270 of these Polestar 2s will be made. You can get one for $75,000 MSRP, which is almost 20 grand more than the top spec Polestar 2. So you've really got to want that special edition. I would love it. Thank you. Yes, please. Nice big stripe down the bonnet and all across the roof. That would be, yep, nice paint job. That would be lovely. Now, Car and Driver magazine getting behind the wheel of the Ford F-150 Lightning themselves and having a bit of a shock because the Ford F-150 Lightning, they say, is even quicker than they expected. It's hard to imagine anyone not being blown away by the heroic shove of the Ford F-150 Lightning's two electric motors, 580 horsepower, nail the throttle, 0 to 60 miles an hour, 4 seconds, 12.7 second quarter mile. Our test vehicle, they say, was the Platinum. That's the top spec with 131 kilowatt hour battery pack. The performance of the F-150 Lightning dominates any other truck in the Ford lineup, including a Raptor, right? By more than a second in any metric. Even a Mach-E GT is no quicker on a quarter mile than a truck. And a Mustang Mach 1 would have to be exceptionally well driven to open up the narrowest of gaps on the quarter mile, says caranddriver.com. And it, really interestingly, in the in the overtaking test, so the 30 to 50 mile an hour test and the 50 to 70 passing test, the Lightning ties with the Rivian. And the Rivian is a different league of vehicle. And, you know, 0.1 seconds quicker. Until now, we never thought we'd be impressed by the mass of a Ford F-150 Lightning. But in the light of the Hummer's 9,000-pound curb weight, it's practically a Miata, says Karen Driver. Great article and a great experience of them driving it. They're a huge fan of this. I'll pop a link in the show notes if you would like to read more. Now, exciting pictures coming across my desk today of the ID7. Sorry, the Aero B. Sorry, the Vizion. It's called many things. It's not actually called the ID7. Yeah, that's not official, by the way, but that's what we think it'll be called. It's the sedan. It's going to come in an estate version as well, but the sedan has been spied many, many times over the last few months. Almost not worth talking about when we see it, but this is the Passat that's not a Passat. If the ID3 was the Golf that wasn't a Golf, this is the Passat that's not a Passat. I mean, they could have just electrified the Passat, but they've got the ID lineup now, you see. So they have to make a whole brand new car. More interesting from the side than current VW sedans. The front has definitely got some language shared with the ID3, ID4, ID5. So stubby bonnet, but bigger front end than those. Otherwise, the car would look a bit out of proportion, look a bit Mercedes-Benz EQSE with that tiny, tiny front end. So that's a little bit longer. Hopefully a decent frunk inside there. The back looks like a grown-up Model 3 to me, at least. And it's a pretty elegant car, actually. And I think this will appeal in China. I think it'll appeal to those that want a sedan or a saloon-type car. Volkswagen bringing this model to Europe and North America to fight the Model 3, the Polestar 2, the Hyundai Ioniq 6 when it finally arrives. And you know the score by now with the MEB platform. You know what the screens look like in the ID cars. You know the battery pack sizes. You know the kind of pricing. It's not going to be cheap, but it won't be crazy expensive. And I think this will be a really compelling vehicle for those, you know, like me, who don't want every single car to be another SUV or a crossover. I'll have the estate version of this, please, and I'll be very, very happy with that. Now, let's talk a little bit about Porsche and the Macan. Now, the Porsche Taycan is a beast, and all the variants of the Taycan, they're all beasts, but that's not where the numbers are going to come from with Porsche. I mean, they're selling a lot of them, they're doing really well, but the numbers are going to come from when the Macan goes EV. And it is. And more spy shots now. This one from Motor One, being able to get some shots through the open window of a test car. We see the cluster has three circular gauges on the driver instrument. The middle one's the speedometer in this setup. Some tyre pressures on the left that aren't properly working. There's an error message on the right, but that's, you know, understandable. It's a concept, not a concept, it's a kind of a prototype vehicle doing some testing. The driver has a three-spoke wheel, all the usual multifunction bits on that that you'd expect from a Porsche, and at the back, active aero, so an active spoiler on the hatchback below the window. Porsche still putting on bits of silver tape to make it look like it's got exhaust pipes. You're fooling no one! You're fooling no one. This car just gets closer and closer, and this is where there's going to be some real action for Porsche. Like I say, Taycan's done good business, but this is going to be an incredibly popular vehicle when it goes full electric. Now, commercial vehicles are next in the news. Ford announcing today a new $1.5 billion investment in building an all-new commercial electric vehicle plant in Ohio. This new announcement did include some new investments of the commercial vehicle. $1.5 billion investment, 1,800 union jobs, they point out. Not surprised. Union jobs at the Ohio Assembly Plant for this all-new commercial vehicle, which will come to market sometime around mid-decade. Along with the additional jobs and the investments, they say there's also new transmission investment going in as well. They're also putting $95 million into accelerating the e-transit, because I imagine the e-transit has had a good reception, and now they need to get more of those out of the door. Another 1,000 union jobs for a third shift at the Kansas City Assembly Plant to increase production of the Transit, America's best-selling commercial van, and the all-new e-Transit electric van. So, Jeep, obviously a name that is legendary. Not so much a big brand over here in Europe, funnily enough. Obviously, we see Jeeps around, but not the story that it is in the US, at least. By the end of this year, the 80-year-old brand will cease the sales of purely piston-powered cars in Europe, the global CEO revealing, following the launch of their plug-in hybrid Wrangler, the 4xe. 2 years ago, they experienced an increased demand for their vehicles with plugs on in Europe. As this year comes to an end, they'll only sell battery electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids. The Wrangler 4xe, the best-selling plug-in hybrid in North America in the first quarter of this year. And still, North American markets evolving slower, says this article in AutoWeek.com. Jeep committing to be 100% pure EV by 2030 in Europe, but 50% EV in the US. Wow, that's interesting. Next, Stellantis in the news. Their partnership with LG to make batteries for all of those Stellantis cars, forming their new joint venture and giving it a name, and I think a pretty damn cool name. It's called NextStar. It's the official name of their battery joint venture. They've got a new CEO for this as well. It's going to be Canada's first large-scale lithium-ion battery production plant, investing $5 billion Canadian dollars to establish operations in Windsor, Ontario, to support the building. There's going to be money coming in from the municipal, provincial and federal levels of the government. The manufacturing facility will have an annual production rate of 45 gigawatt hours. That's bigger than Tesla's Nevada facility, and it will create an estimated 2,500 new jobs in Windsor. NextStar is the name of that company, that joint venture, and I like it. Cool name, right? Coming up soon, we'll talk about why Tesla Germany wait times are increasing and Elon Musk's desire to get everybody back into the office. Stick around, those stories are on the way.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now, let's talk Two Wheels and Triumph, another legendary name. We've talked about Jeep, but what about Triumph in terms of names? Legendary two-wheelers. And exciting news about Project TE1, that is their electric prototype. Beginning of February, we saw it. They've been working with the likes of Williams, yep, that Williams, from Racing Heritage and Integral Powertrains and Warwick University as well. Evident from the company catalogue that Triumph cares deeply about the finer details, since this is their first attempt at an EV motorcycle. For obvious reasons, they want to make sure that it succeeds, says RideApart.com. No one outside of that small group of people working on the vehicle knows for sure if they'll get it right, but we get to see it on July 12th. So another name coming into the EV world, this time on bikes. In Germany, Tesla, wait times are increasing sharply. Piper Sandler analyst Alex Potter saying yesterday that European wait times for the Model Y are rising sharply. The analyst explained that they are monitoring delivery times for vehicles in Germany, the US and China, with a previous rise in German wait times down to the factory shutdown in Shanghai, because it's still their main export hub, right? They said that they noticed another sudden upward inflection in Model Y wait times in Germany, which is now 23.5 weeks, 5.5 months, up from 15 weeks or 3.5 months, just a few days ago. Now, they give some options for this, which I think are interesting. They say that it could be because Tesla's new Berlin factory is not ramping. It could be because Model Y orders in Europe are increasing suddenly overnight, or that the exported cars from China are taking longer than expected to reach Europe. I would add a fourth one, and that is simply Tesla do this all the time with their wait times. And actually, they do it. It's not a criticism of the company, by the way. It's corporate America. They create a sense of scarcity around their vehicles with wait times that aren't real. So I know people who ordered a vehicle and was told, here in Europe at least, it's 9 months away. You've got to wait 9 months. And then after 2-3 months, they get the call. Right, you know you wanted one in silver with the white interior and these wheels on the Model 3? Yeah, there's one on the boat now from China, so it's coming. So their algorithm, which is at play, because they're not, you know, when you order a Tesla, they're not going to get your order printed out in the factory and be like, all right, now we're making Dave's one, here we go. You know what I mean? They're making a set number of specifications. And after years and years of being really good at understanding their buyers, they know how many they have to make of each one, and then they stick it on a boat. And then sometimes people cancel orders, or sometimes the algorithm is changed. And Tesla also do this to increase people talking about their vehicles being like, oh, you got to wait a year to get one. I don't know anyone that's waited as long as they were initially told. They kind of get matched. It's a bit like a dating app for your Tesla. You know, they just swiped the right way. Oh, hey, we got one on the boat. It's coming to you. So, and some people do. I know people that have waited, you know, are waiting a long time for a Model S and a Model X, certainly over here, for a couple of years. So it's not black and white, but I would offer that suggestion as well. It's just simply Tesla doing what they do, which is sometimes the wait times go up and sometimes they go down. It doesn't necessarily mean anything in particular. Finally, I'll leave you with a smile on your face. Elon Musk has taken to Twitter, as he's wont to do, and told his employees to get back in the office. 40 hours a week he wants to see them in the office, and says that if they want to go somewhere else to work, they are more than welcome to. Calling people back off home working following the pandemic. Well, the New Yorker have a humour piece on this, which made me smile, because I don't really want to get into whether you think Elon did demanding employees back is right or wrong, whatever. He can do what he wants. And if, you know, if the employees don't like it, they can leave, I guess. You know, personally, I think if you can do your job well from home and you don't need to be in one of those, you know, if you're not making the cars, you know, and you're not in a collaborative environment where you've got to constantly bounce off people, but if you can do your job well and it doesn't matter where you are, why commute? Why spend your life in a car? Why spend your, you know, your money and your time and your energy commuting if you can do a job remotely? He thinks that all people who work from home are not working. But I'm not sure how much the richest person in the world has a grasp of the average hardworking person. I think that's pretty reasonable. I don't think many billionaires have a clear understanding of what the rest of us go through. If you can do your job anywhere, you shouldn't be called back into the office. Or you can. He can do what he wants. So he's doing nothing wrong. But the New Yorker says, and I quote, "One day after demanding that Tesla employees who work from home return to the office, Elon Musk said he was totally mystified and baffled that anyone would not want to spend all day with him. Here you have a group of people who have been starved of any personal contact with me for months," he said. "I thought they would jump at the chance to get a little Elon in their lives again." Enumerating the benefits of spending time with him, Elon Musk said, "For one thing, I'm incredibly charming and interesting. If you work in the office, you never know when I might drop by your desk and just start talking to you. 15 minutes later, you've basically had a whole TED talk. You don't get that kind of quality content at home." And the article goes on. It's a satirical humour piece. Take it for what it is. I liked it. I'll pop a link in the show notes. Thank you so much to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK. emobilitynorway.com. Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simple with one card, one map, and one app. And millbrookcottages.co.uk. Five-star luxury cottages in Devon. They've got hot tubs. They got EV charging, got a bit of solar stuff there as well. Go check them out. Have a good one see tomorrow. Or maybe see you Monday. Actually, maybe I'll have the royal weekend off. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.